Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
When it comes to our government, one thing's for certain. Change happens when people rise up in mass and make their voices heard. Whether it was the Civil War veterans marching for benefits, or African Americans marching for civil rights, or hundreds of thousands of promise keepers marching on Washington, we have a tradition of making our voices heard. That tradition continues this week across Montana for two worthy causes. The first are Marches for Life, which take place annually to remind us of one of the most egregious decisions ever handed down by the U.S. Supreme Court. Lest we forget, January 22nd marks the 44th anniversary of Roe v. Wade, which legalized abortion in all 50 states and which so far has led to the death of over 60 million innocent children. The National March for Life takes place today, January 19th, in Washington, D.C., but there will also be marches right here in Montana. Today, the pro-life community will gather at noon on the steps of the Capitol in Helena. Tomorrow, Saturday, we'll see marches in Bozeman and Kalispell, and on Sunday, a march will be held in Billings. You can call our office for more details. It's important to know that we march for two reasons. First, to look back, to remember that dark day in American history when seven men on the Supreme Court sealed the fate of 60 million of their yet-to-be-conceived fellow Americans, and to grieve the loss of life and the effect that it had on so many mothers that fell victim to the lies of abortionists. We also march to look forward to that day when America will wake up from the nightmare, come to its collective senses, and throw Roe v. Wade on the ash heap of bad decisions. The second cause, worthy of our voices, comes next week as we observe National School Choice Week. Unlike the Marches for Life, school choice is a cause for celebration. We celebrate the fact that 46 states, Montana included, have realized that a one-size-fits-all education system is not the best model for the 21st century. Whether it be traditional public schools, private schools, homeschools, charter schools, magnet schools, virtual schools, or a mixture of each, students and their parents should have a vast array of affordable options so that each child can find their perfect educational fit. As we all know, every kid is different. They each have different learning styles, different areas of interest, different attention spans, and different cognitive abilities. Every year, 1,500 to 2,000 kids drop out of public schools in Montana because they feel like a square peg in a round hole. What if those students had options? What if they could find a school that better fit their learning style? Would they stay in school? Evidence shows that they will, and that's why we need more options in Montana. Next Friday, January 26th, students, teachers, parents, and legislators will all gather at noon at the Yellowstone County Courthouse in Billings to celebrate school choice and to urge policymakers to provide more options. Once again, you can call our office for more details. It's time to make our voices heard. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.